A measure to restrict the types of residences in the town site would do two things. One, it would define fabric-covered structures such as yurts and teepees, as well as container homes in borough code. And two, designate where they would be allowed in zones outside the town site. The measure was recommended by the Planning Commission in December by a 5-2 vote. Rob Goldberg has served on the commission since 2002 and says the question of the types of permitted housing has come up before.
And so the question came up, why are we allowing teepees and wall tents and yurts as permanent residences when we don't allow mobile homes and RVs to be lived in as a permanent residence? And so we tried to bring the borough code up to a standard that said that if you're going to build a home in the town site, it has to be of a permanent nature.
Goldberg says the Planning Commission wants to incentivize building traditional structures, and defining and restricting alternative housing like yurts is a step in that direction.
What we're doing is trying to just create a standard for building in the town site, because we don't have a building code here. There's no one at the borough hired to go out and enforce building codes. And so you can build pretty much anything.
But the ordinance also restricts container homes that can last, depending on conditions and maintenance, up to 20 years. Goldberg says that was added in later, and likely because people don't like their appearance.
They're not that attractive as a home. A lot of people wouldn't want their neighbor to just plop a Connex on their property. So I think the issue with the container homes is more an aesthetic one rather than an issue of permanence.
Existing yurts and container homes in the town site would be grandfathered in, and they would still be allowed in zones outside the town site, a compromise introduced by Mayor Doug Olrud. But for residents like Nick Schlossstein, who moved to Haines with his partner about 7 years ago, a yurt was a good housing option.
It was affordable and fast.
Schlossstein says they bought a parcel of land in a neighborhood just northwest of the Haines town site and put up a yurt in a few weeks. They lived there for 5 years.
So we were able to purchase land and really be here permanently rather than, you know, seeking out renting, a rental agreement. Our intentions always been to build a permanent structure on the land, but being able to build a long-term comfortable structure like a yurt is what allowed us to move to Haines and relocate our business and life here.
Schlossstein estimates the yurt cost about $22,000. The couple developed their business, Foundroot, which is a small farm and seed company. Now they live in a rental because they recently had a child, and they're still saving up and planning to build a home on the site. Supporters of the ordinance have also cited alternative housing like yurts could pull down adjoining property values. However, there is no data to prove this. Planning Commissioner Rob Goldberg says the commission has heard this concern too.
So I think that might be a little bit of a subjective thing too. But that wasn't the Planning Commission's main concern with this ordinance. It was that, again, trying to create a standard.
Haines resident Eric Stevens doesn't see them as a nuisance, rather.
What I think devalues neighboring properties would be broken down vehicles, snow machines in people's yards, garbage. Honestly, I think it devalues property when people build a gigantic house and they don't finish the siding and it stays Tyvek for a long time. That devalues properties. There are a lot of things that can devalue property, and yurts are not one of them.
Schlossstein, who until last year was a yurt resident, agrees. He says the Haines Borough could set policies to raise housing standards by drafting building codes.
There's a lot of non-standard housing here, and so I do get the impulse to try to make housing more affordable, make it more standard so that people can, you know, get financing, which is also difficult on a lot of houses in town. But this just kind of seems like low-hanging fruit and not particularly like informed. It doesn't seem like there was a problem that this is addressing.
The Haines Assembly will weigh in on the measure and whether to prohibit yurts and container homes from the town site at 6:30 p.m. Tuesday. Zoom details are at khns.org. In Haines, I'm Corinne Smith.